And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great show for you today. Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon is on, and yeah, we're going to be talking about that magical stuff that catches fish. That is fluorocarbon. And a whole bunch more, so you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today's going to be a great show. Super pumped to have Dale on here talking Seaguar, fluoro, fishing. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Bro.
Good morning, Dale Hightower.
What's up, Dale?
Good morning, guys. Odd days of summer. You know what happens then. Saltwater.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we're ready for that.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm about ready. I think I got my maybe one more trip left in bass fishing out here on the Colorado River, and then it's full-blown into the saltwater mode.
Now, you do a lot of stuff on the Red Rooster 3, right?
Yeah, it's between Jason, you know, my brother that works with me, and myself. We got three different trips. We have a six-day in August, an eight-day in October, and a nine in November that Jason does.
Wow.
So awesome. I'm already thinking about the opportunities on those trips this year.
So what does Jason and Dale take for fluorocarbon on their long-range trips?
Oh, man. Well, I used to, as you know, up until Gold Label, I was a huge Ford Premier fan, and Gold Label just changed everything. So as much as we like to promote all of our brands of fluorocarbon, if you look at my box, the product that I promote on the trip with giving away little swag bags to all the anglers, it's straight Gold Label.
Nice.
Straight gold.
You got us turned on. My apologies. I was going to say, you got us turned on to gold, a few years back, and it's pretty hard to look back. I was the same. I still have for sure uses of blue that I use, but boy, you got us turned on to that gold label, and it kind of does everything so good. It's hard not for that to be your go-to.
Yeah. And so I should probably give you a little background history at Gold Label. The product originally was a fly fishing leader material called Grand Max FX, and they only made it in small sizes. And but according to Seaguar, the technology in that was the highest technology that they made, even above Premier. So we kind of challenged them, like, man, how big can you make this stuff? Like, can we make this stuff? And they only made it to 40 pound. I mean, it was basically from 2 pound to 40 pound. So I think the first year we introduced it, I think we offered it in like 15 through 40. And And it was just a game changer. It's smaller diameter than Premier, stronger than Premier, but it's got a little harder resin, a little bit like Blue Label. So, and when the Bluefin, you know, I mean, we all know that Bluefin could be finicky as heck. It makes the difference on Bluefin 100%. So we basically, the first year, I think we offered it in 15 through 40. And then the freshwater anglers, because there's so much going on in bass fishing, they're doing the same. You know, a lot of people, especially with spinning outfits, are doing that, fluorocarbon to braid.
Right.
So in the bass world, you know, you'll see our pros on the Elite Series, Bassmaster, they're fishing Gold Label as leader material in the smaller sizes. So, you know, those guys have big checks. Yeah, those guys have big checks on the line. So a lot of the, almost all of the spinning techniques now are loading the reel up with braid, like our Smackdown, and then topping that with anywhere from a 6 to 12 foot leader, maybe a little bit longer in some applications, but,
in gold,
you know, that braid cast in Gold Label.
Yeah.
So then we challenged them to say, like, could we make this stuff bigger? So, and they never had made the, you know, Grandmax FX bigger than 40 pound. Challenged them on that. And then they came out with 50, 60, and 80. And that really changed the game for us out here for Bluefin. And as you know, that, you know, having that whole selection going on a long trip, like a 6 day and 8 day, and having the choice to fish it up to 80 pound. Well, as you know,
yeah,
but,
So why should our anglers have anything but Gold Label in their box? I mean, what's the reason for
blues and pinks and all that stuff?
Well, I still like blue for my leaders for big fish. It, you know, if you're fishing fish in the dark, that Blue Label is still the toughest fluorocarbon we make. It's a little bigger in diameter than Gold Label, but it is tough as nails. And, you know, when you're jig fishing in the dark, sometimes those fish just swallow the jig. So, big fan of the Blue Label for, you know, fishing in the dark, big fish, even on the long trips for, you know, for yellowfin, if you're fishing in the dark, Blue Label's still, a choice. And up until now, we've only made it till 8 to 80 pound. And as you know, we're fishing larger sizes, but I'm going to announce to your viewers the first, iCast,
tell me what you're
intro, but we will be, offering Gold Label in 100, 130, 150, I believe 170 and 200 pounds starting this fall.
Whoa.
We'll be introducing it at iCast in Orlando this July.
That's music to my ears there, buddy. That's awesome news.
And when will it be available to the consumer?
This fall, probably starting sometime in October, you'll start seeing it up in the retail stores.
That's great news.
So previously we were using Blue Label for that or Premier.
Right.
So now we'll have a thinner diameter, stronger, 100 pound, 130, 150, 200.
Yeah. And we got it out. I had some samples of it. We fished it last summer and fall. It's been on a couple of the long range boats and the crew's going, you know, this is ridiculous. Like 130 pounds of diameter, 100 pound, you know, especially when you're fishing those big fish on the lower banks. It was one of those things. Everybody cried for it, because they know how good Gold Label is. And it's going to be a game changer especially for those long trips.
I'm instantly thinking about the bluefin fishing with like those daytime tungsten jigs when, you know, you're wanting to fish a smaller, a little stealthier, a little more low profile, but you've also got a $100 lure attached to your line. So you don't want to skimp in your strength on your bite leader. Well, you know, now you could maybe fish a 130-pound bite leader, but it's the kind of size and diameter that a 100-pound would have been. You're really stealthed up compared to, you know, fishing the traditional size and smaller lure, bluefin, finicky, picky. I love this, Dale.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting. We've been, you know, it takes time. I mean, we field tested this, not just on the West Coast, but on the East Coast for the big bluefin. You know, they have the same challenges that we do, so... So we didn't just rush to market with it. Like I said, it wasn't a product that that CR made in that particular formulation. So, you know, there's a little fine tuning involved, and they didn't. You know, we really wanted it for this year, but I'd rather have them take the time, get it right, and they got it pretty dialed in. So like I said, it's going to give you the choice of fishing Gold Label from 2 pound for trout to 200 pound for big movement.
That's great, man! I'm excited.
So let me ask you this. There's a lot of other products that Seaguar has introduced. like, is it X15 or it's like a Japanese domestic market?
Well, they have the, yes. Yeah, we brought in some JDM product last year. So we brought back the original Grand Max, and I believe they're like 60 yards fulls or 60 meters fulls. Because there's a lot of people that still wanted, the original Grand Max for trout fishing applications.
So, okay. What's the difference between original Grand Max and Grand Max FX?
And the FX? Yeah, the FX is a little more supple. The original Grand Max is a little stiffer. So, but they make it in some really cool sizes. So 35 pound, you know, I mean, that's a size that's never made. So.
Little sneaker size.
So, and it's a JDM product. I mean, it's JDM stands for Japanese domestic market. And then they had another, there's R18, which, we introduced as well to the bass market. It is the Japanese version of Tatsu. It is also made in some really weird sizes, like 5 pound and 7 pound.
Is it the same as Tatsu? You know,
it is the Japanese version of Tatsu. Yes.
Just different size. So what's the difference between Gold Label and Tatsu?
Same technology because it's double structured. So, a lot of our premium products. So that would be in the saltwater. It would be, Blue Label, Floor Premier, Gold Label. We use two different fluorocarbon resins that is exclusive to Seaguar. That allows us to fine tune that product to have the attributes that, anglers are looking for. So gives you excellent knot strength. And I always tell everybody, if you don't have excellent knot strength, it doesn't matter what the line breaks at. And there's products that we compete against that have pretty good, temple strength, straight breaking strength, but their knot strength is as low as 50%. And, if you're fishing, 40 pound line, but your knot strength is only 50%, it's just 20 pound line. So one of the things that they're able to do with this double structure technology is to have that outer resin really give you the best knot strength possible. And then the inner resin is what they use to give you extra stiffness or suppleness or hand strength. So it's a technology that's exclusive to Seaguar. I believe it's patented. And that's why it's a little more expensive than everybody else's. There's a lot more that goes into that product than a single fluorocarbon structure line. So like Pink Label would be single structure line. Now in bass fishing, as far as the products we make, so Tatsu's double structure, so it has the same attributes as our premium saltwater leader material. R18, which is, the Japanese version of Tatsu has it. Grand Max has it. But if you get into some of our other, we call mainlines, like Invis-X and Abrasex, now that stuff's single structure.
So,
but I do tell people.
Tatsu and X, is it X, X15?
I think you're thinking of the PEX8, which is a braid that we have.
Oh, it's no. Japanese, the Japanese domestic market version of Tatsu. What is that one?
R18.
R18. Okay. I'm getting my R's and X's mixed up. Okay. R18 and Tatsu can be considered a mainline too because of the cost difference between Gold Label, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can spool it up. I mean, people, when I'm bass fishing, a lot of times, like when I'm throwing chatterbaits, I'm throwing that on straight 12-pound Tatsu. I like the especially in clear water. If I'm fishing on the Delta or something, I might fish all braid. But I like the way the fluorocarbon sinks when I'm retrieving a chatterbait. I like that. I like the abrasion resistance on it. I like the way the bait swims on it. So, and a lot of applications, crankbait fishing, I might be fishing straight, especially out here. I fish a lot of Lake Mojave, where the water clarity is, you can see 25 foot down. So on my bait casting reels, I'm running, I might put half the reel of braid, but I'm filling the rest of the top of it up with fluorocarbon.
We've got a unique problem with fishing Tatsu when we do our El Salto trips, Dale. And as you know, I'm the biggest Tatsu fan that exists. Our guide is lesser of a fan of it than I am, and it's because we're fishing in heavy timber, and you need a line that casts well and a supple and lays on the reel good, but has the abrasion resistance to come through it. Our guide is not the biggest fan of Rick's fluorocarbon because that stuff is so stupid strong. You could anchor your boat with 20-pound Tatsu. We got into doing a lot of swim bait fishing last year, last 2 years, really. And you, if you hang up 20 pound tatsu and it's deep, you know, on a deep crank or something like that, dude, good luck breaking that off. I mean,
oh, yeah,
20 pound is something you should be able to wind down, button your, you know, thumb your spool real hard, give it a good break, and you pop it off. That's just what it is. That stuff is no joke, man. It is so strong.
I've had the same problem this year. I was fishing Lake Alamo, and it's pretty dirty water out there, timber. So I kind of upsized my chatterbait outfit to 15 pound. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Because once you hooked a tree, I'm going back to 12. Literally trying to find a line I could break. I could relatively break 12, 15, like you said, 20. I can't even imagine.
That's the joke on our boat. Muy fuerte.
So the other thing is I know I probably shouldn't have done this, but I just returned from a week at Christmas Island last week, and I found some old spools of like small like fly spools to fit in my pack and stuff of Grand Max that had to be 20 years old. And I went, I'll use it. Why not? And it's no problem, right? How long does this stuff last?
You know, we tell people 5 years, you know, but it's in reality, it's going to last longer than that. 100%.
It's like nuclear energy, right? It lasts forever. It's like a shelf life of 100 years.
What you find with the American Seaguar product is they do a process. Like our anglers want the line crystal clear. So they have to do a clarification process to make that line clear. When it's actually made, it comes out a little tea color. It's got a little bit of hint, you know, of a tea color. And I think you've seen it probably, Rick, on our, like, maybe Blue Label in big sizes. That's maybe sat around for just a little bit. It has that little bit of an off color to it. It has nothing to do with the strength. It's just that when that product sits around for a little bit, it kind of wants to go back to the original color. The Japanese do not have a problem with that color, but the American market likes their product crystal clear.
Yeah. Interesting.
So the longer you have it, the more likely it's going to go back to that original color. When you see that, it's harder to see in small sizes like your Grand Max Tippet Matril, but you'd probably see it in your bigger leader sizes. But like the R18 that we're bringing in, which is the Japanese version of Tatsu, is exactly like it's sold in Japan. It has a little bit of a tea color to it.
That has nothing to do with
refraction rate or its old product. It's just that's the actual real color when fluorocarbon resins are emitted the fishing line.
And does that have, you know, the Japanese version that has that very slight tea, that very slight off yellow tint? Does that in any way affect the, you know, less visible nature when it's in the water, for our market, you make it look crystal clear, but when you put those two pieces in the water, they do the same thing.
They do the same thing. We make it clear for anglers, not for the fish.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this. If I'm in Montana fishing trout, should I use Gold Label or should I use Grad Max FX?
I kind of like the Gold Label for dry fly fishing because I like a little more supple, leaner material for turning over dry flies.
Uh-huh.
If I was fishing bigger flies, like if I was fishing streamers, I'd probably use the original Grand Max.
Now, why?
Yeah, I like a little stiffer, like even the saltwater applications, bone fishing. I like the bigger flies tend to turn over better, a little bit stiffer leader. And dry flies, I want that really supple, you know, presentation. There's a thought process for both. Like you could justify both, but if you just said like, you know, I'm just going to have one, yeah, just go Gold Label.
So is Gold Label and Grand Max the same strength, the same diameters?
Gold Label is like just a hint. It's like Tatsu. It's a touch better. I mean, it's so bad. Most anglers are not going to even notice the difference. I probably wouldn't notice the difference, but if you put it in a lab and you do the testing, it's a little bit stronger.
Gold label.
So that's why we took, you know, our best product, Grand Max FX, and that morphed into Gold Label.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now I'm clear. All right. Very good. It's Gold Label all the way for me. As you can hear, go ahead, Gail.
Yeah. Just like you said, like, what do I fish? That's the answer right there. Gold label.
Yeah. As you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about. And Dale not only represents Seaguar, but he's got a whole bunch of other products and some new companies too. So we're going to talk a lot about fishing with Mr. Dale Hightower.
Well, one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite shows, and being a guy that like geeks out on this kind of stuff and fishing tackle, I always am blown away at how much I learn from this show every year. And yeah, we're pumped to have you, Dale. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're pumped to have you. If you want to join us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. We are standing by waiting to take your phone call, 833-288-0973. There's already several guys on hold, but we have two open phone lines right now. So if you want to get through, this is a great time to call. One last time, 833-288-0973. In addition to your phones, we're also going to be reading those great text message questions. If you want to send in a text to Let's Talk Hookup, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you don't already have the Let's Talk Hookup app, I highly encourage you to do it. Super easy. Just go to the Google Play Store, go to the App Store, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. Just search Let's Talk Hookup, find the fish talking into the microphone icon, download it, and you'll not only be able to text in your questions to Let's Talk Hookup, but you can listen to all the archive shows, you can listen live, you can catch the live stream. It's a great way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. Great way to listen on your drive home from work, hear one of those archive shows. It's a lot of fun. And again, it's also the only way that you can text in your questions to Dale. When you do that, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your text is all we need, because if you win today's prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And man, how stoked are we to have Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon, because he brought us a fantastic gift. One lucky caller or texter today at the end of the show, and as always, that's determined by the coin flip, is going to win a full six-pack of Seaguar Gold Label Fluoro. You're going to basically get a kit that's going to run you through darn near the whole season. You got six spools of Seaguar Gold coming your way, and we're really pumped to get to give that to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. Again, send in your text or give us a call, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, a ton more with Dale Hightower. We got catch reports coming up and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The fish are biting, and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check Independent Sport Fishing Dudcock.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, things, no surprise, things packed right up there. Everybody's excited to talk to Dale.
Solid packed, and texts are flowing
through.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good morning, buddy.
But before we get back to Dale, I got a good fishing buddy of mine on the phone, Dan Hume. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Doing great. Now, Dan's, like I say, a good fishing buddy. We've fished together many, many times and gone on many long-range trips and done some great fun stuff. But Dan runs a termite company called Hume Termite, and I've had termites, like everybody else in Southern California. And Dan is the man. I got to tell you, when it comes to termites and treating your home for termites. And so Dan approached me and said, hey, what do you think about promoting Hume Termite on Let's Talk Hookup? I said, let's try it.
Yeah,
so Dan's a new sponsor of the show. And so first of all, Dan, why use Hume Termite?
Well, I've been doing it. I got in the business in 92, so I've been doing it a long time. And I've realized, you know, we're fishermen, we're environmentalists. There's a need for understanding and education to get the root of the problem instead of redundant treatments over time. You know, redundant treatments obviously lead to environmental issues and different things. So we really look at sustainable inspections, start with a good inspection, but also sustainable treatments utilizing borate salts and minerals to achieve longer term results.
Yeah, and I can tell you the results work, because my house, like I say, was infested, and now it's not, thanks to Dan and Hume Termite. Now, one of the things when we talked about Hume Termite that you pointed out that I had no idea was that 99% of termite companies work on a commission basis. They have commission salespeople that come out and try and sell you stuff that you don't need.
Right.
But Hume only has salary employees. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I always am telling my guys, let's start with inspections, really thorough inspections, customer service, and not worry so much about the sales. Again, there's just so much redundancy in treatments within the industry. I really like to concentrate on real thorough inspections, understanding the root problem, and the guys are getting paid regardless, you know, so that's it's a really good solution to not so much high pressure sales.
That's important, because then you're not going to be paying for products you don't need. Now, what are the if I own a home in Southern California, what are the chances I have termites in that home?
Well, depending on location, there's a very good chance, and it's a really consistent thing over long periods of time. And that's where those borate salts come into play, EPA registered wood preservatives. So we like to take away food source instead of using products that may potentially chase infestations around the home with repellent type products.
Now, the other thing too, when you have Dan come and do inspections or one of his crew come and do inspections, they find other stuff too that need to be addressed. For example, at my house just recently, he was doing a termite inspection, and he noticed that the stairway leading up to my front door had rot in it underneath the steps. And it was like, this is not good, because you're stepping on these steps and they could fall apart. So Dan connected me with a great contractor.
Cool.
They treated the new wood with the borate salt, so it's basically never going to rot again or get termites again, and they rebuilt it. But that could have been a potential disaster, right, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, the decay is a real problem here in Southern California, and it tends to be more common than the drywood termites that we deal with here in San Diego. And yes, I mean, if things become compromised with decay, you know, there's always that catastrophic failure potentially, you know, if you let it go too long.
All right. So what's okay? So one of our listeners says, "Hey, you know, I want to find out more. What's the first step in contacting Hume Termite? Is it an inspection?"
Yeah, call our office 760-598-2201 or hume@humetermite.com. Start with a really thorough inspection, and then we kind of make recommendations from there.
All right. Give the number again, Dan.
It's 760-598-2201.
And what's the area that you service?
All of San Diego, southern Orange County as well, but all San Diego County.
All San Diego County and southern Orange County. All right. And you'll come out, do a free inspection, tell them what they need, what the issues are, and again, give a straight, honest price and no frills, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right, Pete.
No, and I can attest to Dan. Dan's a great friend and a good buddy. And he, when it comes to termites, like I say, Dan's the guy you want for
Dan's
sure.
Dan's the man.
He is the man. Dan from Hume Termite. Again, Hume, H-U-M-E, HumeTermite.com. The other thing, and don't hold him against him, he's good buddies. He went to basically high school with Bob Hoos, so.
That does change things a little bit.
He's like good buddies with Bob Hoos from Costa, but he can't be all bad, right?
Well, he can't be all good either. Right. I mean, he can't have it both ways. Dan, that's awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, HumeTermite.com, H-U-M-E, Termite.com, or 760-598-2201. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Dan, and we're thrilled to have you a part of our sponsorship team.
Oh, we're thrilled to be part of it, Pete. You know, we really appreciate the opportunity, and we just look forward to do more fishing here.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Yeah. Nice talking to you this morning.
Have a great show. Thanks, guys.
Right. Thanks very much. All right. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Dale, so let's jump into it.
Yeah, sounds good to me, buddy. We're going to start it off with John. He's calling us from Colorado Springs this morning. What's up, John? Thanks for getting started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
My question is to Dale. I fish a lot of Colorado. And I catch like 3-pound German browns, and that 2-pound gold. What's the strength of that line? I mean, I know you say it's 2 pound, but is it stronger?
Yeah, like is it an over testing line?
I would say all of our. Yeah, well, the way cedars and they don't over, so it's guaranteed to break at least 2 pounds. It's probably going to break a little bit more than 2 pounds, but you're not, you know, you got to compare diameters to break strength, and so they're pretty. Japanese are very attention to detail. They're very strict, so they're not going to make a line that they call 2 pound and it's going to be 8 pound.
Right.
So I would definitely say that it's guaranteed to break at 2 pounds or better.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate that very much.
I had a fun text that I wanted to read. Dale says, good morning, guys. Great show. I'm already learning so much about the Seaguar product line. My question, is there a specific knot that Seaguar uses to test breaking strength? If so, what knot works best? And then just question for Dale, in your trials of all types of fishing, what is your go-to hook knot when you're using Seaguar?
Well, I think that they test a wide variety of knots because some people are going to use a Palomar, some's going to use an improved clinch. I'm sure over in Japan they got knots that we probably don't even use here. That's how the Seaguar knot, you know, Florida Mono came around, is that it was a knot that they used in Japan that we'd never seen before. But my go-to, it's always the San Diego Jam knot, always.
Yeah, whether
and I use that in freshwater, saltwater, It's a knot that I have 100% confidence in. I know that you guys are big fans of it. And,
it's easy to tie. Hard to mess up.
It's easy to tie, and yeah, it really is. And the other thing I like about it is it's a low friction knot. Yeah. So as you're tying it, you're not burning the line like you do with other knots. Like if you use an improved clinch knot, which is the knot that I learned to tie as a kid, you know, if you don't super lubricate that well, it tends to burn the line as it cinches down. So I'm a big fan of using knots that don't have a lot of friction, easy to tie, and have all the confidence. And the San Diego Jam knot checks all the boxes.
Now you could tie it in 2 pound or 200 pound if you needed.
Yep, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. Very good. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
This time we're going to talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Torrance this morning. Mike, again, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good day, gentlemen. Right now I'm surf fishing, waiting for my first bite. But I wanted to give you a report from Barrett on Sunday. It was really, really good. It's the first time I fished it in years, and what a great experience. I would get out there if you get a chance. So my friend was on a boat a couple of days ago, and it was a real tough bluefin bite. But he tried the backpack rig, and he got a 150 when they were boiling behind the boat.
Hey.
It was the only daytime fish on a three-day. So don't be afraid to put a flyer out there and use a little foam on top of it, real precision zip ties and little sticks to hold the wings out. Go real light and be finessed, and he got lucky on that one.
Wow.
That's
so
great.
I hope you have a great show, and I consider myself a pretty good live bait fisherman for bluefin, and one of my successes is Seaguar fluorocarbon. I've used it for years and years and years. I haven't stepped up to the gold, but maybe today I'll have my first opportunity to get some gold line. Thank you, bye.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Good luck for on your surf fishing today. So, Dale, so kite fishing, all right? Don't need to be very stealthy kite fishing because all that line is out of the water. What are you going to use for that?
Probably up until just gold label is coming out in the bigger sizes. Yeah. I probably use blue label. I like abrasion resistance on that. Like you said, the line's not in the water. And outside of our love for gold label, blue label has a following that's so strong. It's still today our number one selling leader material, like coast to coast.
Yeah.
I tell people that it's been around for a long time, but man, it is tough line. It is absolutely, you know, I'm not saying foolproof, but, you know, and Rick knows, he sees how much blue label's still purchased today. So it's still a viable product. People feel so good about blue label that they haven't stepped up to try the gold label. That's how good blue label
yeah,
is.
Yeah. I mean, we
but
make.
Go ahead. I'm telling your anglers that once you step up and try a gold label, you'll be like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you basically going to put yourself out of blue label business?
I know. I'm worried about it.
By having gold label 100 pound, 150 and 130?
No, I don't think so, because even with us introducing Premier and then gold and the sizes that we do, and the sizes gold sold in right now are the bread and butter sizes. That's the most volume, the most use, anywhere from, I'd say 20 to 80 on our boats nowadays. So, and we've had blue label from day one. And, I mean, I've been repping Seaguar for almost 25 years, and blue label was a product we had 25 years ago and still goes strong today.
That's rad.
Still works.
Hey, we make so many bite leaders and wind on leaders, and it's always, always been blue label. It's just so strong. But yeah, man, I'm not going to lie to you. As soon as I get my hands on that gold label, I'm switching
100. What do you make the bite leaders out of?
200 pound blue.
So it'll switch to 200 pound gold. Is 200 pound gold going to be more expensive than 200 pound blue?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it likely will be, but the cost difference between the two is pretty minimal. It is more on a spool of 20 pound, it's like a couple of bucks. You know what I mean? It's just not a big deal. Obviously, as material increases, you know, a spool of 200 costs a lot more than a spool of 20 just because of material use. But yeah, the addition from gold to blue is a pretty minimal amount.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Hey, it's not huge.
Stephen Fallbrook says, good morning, Dale. What type of and size of leader would you suggest for grouper fishing in the Sierra Cortez with a very rocky bottom? Abrasion resistance factor is huge.
Yeah, well, then I'd go back to blue label.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a great,
you know, I think blue label checks all the boxes there. It is absolutely our most abrasion resistant. It's a harder resin. And, any of the bottom fishing for big, you know, for big grouper, I would 100% recommend, blue label.
So there you go. That's good. Yeah. Blue label lives on.
Yeah.
it's never going to disappear. Our biggest concern, as you know, that, Premier was the stealthy, fluorocarbon. Compared to blue, it's smaller diameter, more supple, really great, especially in the bigger sizes when you're fishing live bait. So that's how Premier kind of got going over blue label, is it was, you know, guys would fish it for live bait fishing because your bait swims better on that more supple line. Gold Label kind of has those attributes that that people liked about Premier, but still a little bit harder resin, not as hard as a Blue Label. So Premier's kind of now the one that I'm not going to say is going to get lost, but I think a lot of the Premier guys that were fishing for Premier have stepped up and fished the Gold Label.
Well said. That's awesome, man. That's exactly why I love having Dale on here. Just a great show, great info. And we got a whole lot more coming to you when we come back. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Already having a great show. Lots of fun going on here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973 is your number, or you can send us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app. And hey, as promised, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up for your car, your truck, and your boat. With the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, do you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? They've got over 40 snacks for just 89 cents. Now you can also get burritos and sandwiches before your trip that are all made fresh daily. Ice is less than half the price of most of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You also get 100 pounds of ice for free when you do a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And with the price of fuel going to go up here, you need Summit Gasoline more than ever.
No doubt about it, man. Summit is getting to the point, especially with, like you said, with that hike going up, you're not talking about saving a buck or two anymore. I mean, you save 20 bucks off of a tank. You do that a couple times a month. Yeah. Real money
you're
saving.
Your boat. And then you get 100 pounds of free ice.
That's the one, man. No doubt.
There you go.
Summit Gasoline.
Hey, Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, I'm going to start off, like, just to know how things are going. Today is finally our first day where every boat is off the dock.
That's what I like talking about.
That's, for us, the official start of summer. And, you know, busy couple days here getting on and off there. Unfortunately, not a report yet this morning from those guys. The one boat we did hear from, the Highliner, They're on their reverse saw one-day trip there. They have 11 bluefin at 100 pounds plus, so definitely a great start to their trip.
Nice.
And actually, they came back yesterday off a similar trip with 14 bluefin. So nice doing those, you know, reverse one-days and day and a half, so they leave early, fish that night. It's been pretty good there. Overall, like I said, not necessarily a lot of bluefin, but a lot of big bluefin in there, a lot of 100 to 200 pounders in there. So don't be deceived by that. You may see, like I said, 14 bluefin, but that might also be, you know, a few 100 pounders, a few 150 pounders, maybe some smaller ones in there. So definitely keep an eye on those and check the schedule there. They've got a trip leaving Monday morning. We got a lot of trips up there, day and a half, one days, a few longer ones in there. And like we've been saying, because we have those trips leaving in the morning, definitely double check those times. We don't want you to be here at 9 o'clock at night when the boat's leaving at 9 in the morning. So check that out for the one day, day and a half, longer trips there, full days on the San Diego fishing at the islands, still scratching away at those yellowtail, a lot of good calico bass, sand bass in there, really good fishing there. The Sea Watch running those 7 to 4 trips. So 7 to 4 trips are starting to, like we said, they're starting to gain some popularity. They're gain some traction. I see lots of calico bass, sand bass, sculpin, same thing, good bottom fishing in there. Saw a couple of halibut yesterday on the half day in addition to those calico bass and stuff. So it's all about what you expect this time of year. Things are starting to warm up. Nice mix of fish on there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half days, the morning, afternoon, and the twilight. Twilight's very good fishing right now. Got those 7 to 4 three-quarter days, the 5:30 to 5 full days, one day, day and a half. So whole gamut up there. To make your reservations online, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person. If you haven't got your gear ready, definitely get it done now because fishing is just going to keep getting better.
Man, I love that report, Marco. It was great to hear. Sounds like Seaforth's firing on all cylinders, all the trips happening. It was fun seeing the social media, seeing some live squid in some of the tanks on some of the boats and great inshore fishing. And then to hear that tuna is kind of back on the upswing. Great news all the way around at Seaforth, buddy.
Absolutely. And like you said, they've got some squid right now, but that's not necessarily going to last. So now's a good time to take advantage of that. Come out there, get some of that live squid, catch some barracuda, calico bass, yellowtail, whatever you can get into.
We've always said that there is there's a bite that happens in La Jolla every year, and you could darn near set your watch to it. And there's always seems to be some squid and or some white sea bass that get caught during this next week. And I can promise you that that's the case, because it's always our annual trip up to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. And for the last 25 years, I can remember getting picture text messages from buds saying, oh, man, you're missing it. Yeah. The sea bass are biting at home.
That's
so,
right.
So, and then, like, just on time, here's the squid showing up, and I guarantee you're going to hear about a sea bass on the new Seaforth or something, because they always know to bite this week when we sneak out of town.
For sure. And don't forget, tomorrow the limit goes down to one sea bass.
Good point.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, yep. So good call.
Yeah. And also, just, I mean, don't forget, there's also different limits on the calico and sand bass also.
Yes.
So a few different changes there, definitely worth checking out. But the important thing here, I want everyone to know, Rick guaranteed white sea bass. They're coming out. If you don't catch one, just call him directly and complain to him.
Yeah, straight up, man. I'll be taking all calls, no problem. Marco's a great job. Sounds like some really good fishing to be had at Seaforth. Appreciate a great report, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. That's good news.
Yeah.
That's good fishing. I love hearing it across the board like that.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that the offshore is biting, the islands are biting.
Mid-June.
It's when it's right? supposed to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, hey, while we're waiting to continue on with our catch report, we had a bunch of great phone calls, a bunch of great texts. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to John, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. If you hear seagulls in the background, that's because I'm here at the landing getting ready to leave on an 8-day trip. My bag, all it has in it is gold label. And, you know, it just can't say enough about it. But if you are thinking about going fishing, and you came down here to the landing and you see the buzz, man, it's just, it's unreal. I've watched all this fish get, unloaded at, if my trip is half as big as the rest of these guys that are coming in, it's going to be a phenomenal time.
All right. What boat are you going on, John?
The Royal Polaris.
Nice.
Yeah. It got sponsored by Accurate this year and for the first time. But it's a good group of guys. We've been fishing for 8 or 9 years together. And it's always fun to come early and hang out with them. You know, even though we're going to spend 8 days with them, you know, we can't visit enough.
That's
awesome. Boy, and that 8-day fishing right now is just spectacular. I got a chance to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom yesterday. and inside the tackle store, and he was telling us what Roy and the boys are doing on their 8-day. And boy, like you said, John, if it's anything like it has been, you guys are about to have a really good trip. It's going to be buy another freezer time by the time you get packed, man. It's all yellowtail and right? Great big tuna fishing. Yeah. You guys are going to have a great one, buddy.
Have a great trip, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's continue our kick report now with Rosie from Sadro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, good morning, guys. I am just laughing because you say, you know, Ricky's saying, you know, get another freezer. We had two new customers head down to the island this last week, and I guess they must have called, you know, the wife, the mom, before they even got back and said, buy a new freezer. I even posted it on social media because they had such a good trip. So it's been great fishing. You know, we have a couple of days where, you know, like the smaller yellowtail are biting. And we keep telling everyone, you know, let those smaller ones go, because in the next day or two, the big ones are gonna come in, or even, you know, later on in the day, the big ones will come in. And that's kind of what is happening with us. So we had a personal best. I hope this goes on just like this. We had personal best every single day this week.
Nice.
Whether it be yellowtail, halibut, or white sea bass. And then the personal best, yellowtail, the big guys are really being caught on fly line mackerel, and sardines. We got both down there right now. So that's working out really well. We had, a father and son down there, from the Carlsbad area that were fishing for calico bass, and, they had, couple of calico bass were coming up, and you know how they come up in multiples? You know, you might have one calico bass on, but you got others that are following what's going on.
The best.
Well, they saw a big silver flash down there. So they dropped a Corey's MC swim bait and brought up a 57-pound white sea bass.
Wow.
On a Corey's MC swim bait on a Tranks 400 with white line.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I was so excited for them.
Well,
that was awesome. So,
are there any trips still available that we can get on now that you've tested us here and told us how great it is?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, we have trips literally throughout the season, every month. Now that we've expanded the schedule, we've got spots with 2, 3, and 4 and some singles. And the best way to do it is to look online, see what's going to work for you. And then give me a call at 619-772-7570.
Man, you're the best, Rosie. Well, that is great news. Great to hear such good fishing. What a sea bass for those guys, and just an overall great report. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more of these to come.
You got it, you guys. You have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that very much. Dale, a lot of fishing going on, so that means a lot of fluorocarbon is going
to
be used.
Yeah, I look forward to this time of year because it's really fun being a sales rep, selling fun. That's what I tell people. We sell fun.
Sell fun.
When people are buying fluorocarbon and going fishing, it is straight fun.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of good stuff. And we only have a couple minutes here, or less than a minute here.
Yeah,
you have a quick question?
A perfect quick text for you, Dale, and this is from John in San Diego. Says, hey, Dale, could you tell me what's the biggest gap I should use when I'm connecting mono to fluorocarbon? I.e., if I'm fishing 40 pound, is it okay to go down to a 20 pound leader or up to a 60 pound leader, et cetera? How big of a gap should I use if I'm tying line to line?
And that's Florida mono?
Correct.
Yeah. I say keep it within like 10 pounds. So if you're fishing 40 pound mono, you could definitely go up to 50 pounds.
There it is. All right. Great job, as always. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for the text, John. When we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the stream, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. We'll look forward to having you on that Let's Talk Hookup app. We say goodbye to the fan. We'll be back tomorrow morning and a whole another hour coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup stream.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based. Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we nice. Have you covered. Yeah. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professional. Great. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.